Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Dr. Karen, and welcome to the test call. Today I have the most special guest in the whole wide world, my love partner, James. Everybody say hi to James.
Yay! Hello.
Yay.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing out there?
So, James, tell us, what is your current book or books that you're reading that you absolutely love?
Right now I'm reading When Everything Changes, Change Everything by Neil Donald Walsh.
And what do you like about the book?
I like the way he describes how to use the mechanics of the mind right now. And there.
The mechanics of the mind. That sounds good. So you're going to be, are you going to be chatting with Neil Donald Walsh tomorrow when I have my show with him at noon?
I don't know. Maybe. If I'm brave enough.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be brave enough.
I'm sure I'll be all right. Yeah.
That sounds good. So everybody, James and I went figure skating today. It's one of our practice days. And we did both singles and pairs. And James, why don't you tell people how you did? What'd you think?
Oh, Karen, I did pretty good. We did pretty good when we were out there. We did. We started up on our new program. And this is what we're talking about. Yes, it is. I was drinking my drink as I was...
Not alcohol, was it?
No, it was my blackberry strawberry raspberry fruit smoothie drink with a Biogest in it.
Yes, health food. Ooh.
Yeah. So we were hitting it hard on our program today. Got pretty far. Got stumped a little bit on a new three transition lift. So I think when we figure that out, we'll be able to move on.
Yes, we'll either figure it out or can it and do something else and then figure it out later.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like
so
much.
I like the idea of that, though.
You do?
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's more, you know? I think it makes the program a lot stronger, I think.
Yeah, I think we need to practice that off ice like Ludmilla and Oleg Protopopov showed us.
Yeah.
And then, because that's exactly what we do in that three-part lift that they show us off ice. The only thing is we're not moving when we're off ice. So, you know, that's why I get so far away from you, because I'm when I toe pick in, I'm going backwards. So you have to come into me. That's why I move away from you. Does that make sense?
Oh.
Yeah, because it's a toe loop, right? So in a toe loop, if I toe pick in and I pull back, you got to come towards me in order for us to stay the same distance.
Oh my God! I know. I did. You know what, Karen? I totally didn't even see that.
Well, I was trying to figure out why you're saying my butt was sticking out. I'm like,
yeah,
what are you talking about?
I guess I was trying to drag you on your toe pick, trying to lift you. Oh my God! We were totally fighting against each other.
Yes. Well, that's what happens when we don't really, you know the technique, so.
Wow, all right, so I got to move in.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're going to be moving anyway.
Right, we're going to be moving, so we have to kind of do that middle part moving, otherwise it doesn't really work, because if we try to do it from a standstill, when I toe pick in, I'm dragging backwards when I toe pick in, so I have to move. I can't just toe pick and go up. It just doesn't work. Yeah. Ding! It's like a light bulb.
Yeah, that's totally cool. I'm, like, thinking about that now. I was like, oh, okay. So now I think we were doing it right. We'll just have to do it right this time to see if we were doing it right.
Yeah, I think it's still good to do it off ice, but then do it on ice. And I'm really looking forward to seeing all the – I think there's two – well, there's one new adult pairs that we haven't met or that you haven't met before, Tim and Stephanie. So that'll be exciting to have them for the summer adult skating week, and then there'll be four couples again.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, and then Jeremy and
Cat,
yep, and they're twins.
Oh, man, they're going to come up?
Yeah, I think it'd be great because, you know, then it proves to me that when you have kids, you can still skate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know who I was thinking, who can I ask to do, like, babysitting while we're doing our sessions?
Yeah.
Maybe Christy? No.
Yeah, I thought of that, but I don't want to always resort to her. It seems to be the norm
for people
around here when it comes to those two.
That is true. But it's a give and take, so we'll see. If she doesn't want to do it, that's fine. Yeah. We'll think of somebody else. Yeah. Maybe Joan.
Joan?
Hi, Joan. Can you do some babysitting? No. Yeah. It'll be fun. I'm kind of torn between whether or not I'm looking forward to the entire thing being, you know, all the proto pop offs or a mix of John and the proto pop offs. You know, because that'd be cool just to see, you know, what a current professional figure skater, how they teach and whether they actually teach adults well, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did you say that there was going to be other coaches there for pairs?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be just proto pop offs, which I think it is. But Andrew said something about John Zimmerman possibly doing
pairs. Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be different. It'd be interesting just to have.
Well, you know, I'd be down for that. Getting coaching from another professional, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, look how far we got having Jeff as our partner, as our coach there. I mean.
Yeah, that was great.
It's in a sense somewhat it feels inspiring to be coached that way.
Mm-hmm.
It like makes you try harder.
Definitely.
You really do it.
Yeah, I think he'd be pretty proud of how we're skating lately. You know, stuff he taught us this time around, we didn't forget. We were actually improving.
Yeah. Still keep it. Well, we haven't done the thing where I'm in that lunge and you do that layover thing. If we do, we got to practice that.
That's the newest thing.
Yeah, side by side, I go into a left leg lunge. And you go do like a 3-turn and lay back over my knee. Remember that?
Right.
Yeah.
I do a spiral first, right? That one?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was from the parallel camel.
Well, I think that was it. No, I think you're thinking of a different one.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're thinking the one pushing out from a lift, right? And then you come into me, and I go into the back inside edge.
No, it doesn't come out from anything. We just skate. We skate forwards really fast, right?
Oh, okay.
And as we skate forwards really fast, you do a 3-turn and start going backwards as I'm going down into a lunge.
Oh, okay.
And you lay over sideways over my knee.
Okay, I know that one.
Leaning over, yeah, that one. And we go in a circle a little bit, kind of, and then we pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take your hand and I push you out normally, like as if we just came out of a lift or a spin.
Ooh, you know, be cool.
Hmm.
We do 1.5 revolutions on the initial loop lift, and then end up forwards, and then we can do that other dip thing he showed us. Where you're in a lunge and I'm, like, my arm is, like, squeezing your leg and I'm down in the shoot the duck.
Wait, say that again?
Like, when we land the loop lift, instead of landing backwards, you can land it forwards.
Okay.
And, well, in gold, you would get more points doing that, landing forwards. And then you'd go into a lunge and I'd go into that dip. Going forwards. The other one he showed us, the one where it looks like our arms are in an airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You know when we did that, I was like thinking in our program, remember I fluffed that lift?
Yeah.
That one where I dropped, I didn't put you down. I actually put you down. We were going forwards. Maybe they counted that.
Which are you talking about? Adult Nationals?
Yes.
No. I was backwards. That's a half lift. You did half a rotation. You didn't do a full rotation. That still counts. It just doesn't count as much. Yeah, we want to do a full rotation. But for the loop lift, you can go one and a half and land forwards. And that's different, you know? Nobody does that, so.
One and a half and go forwards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little scary.
Loop lift?
Because if you go forward and you hit your toe pick, you're like dead. You know, like face plant. You know. So when I come down, I have to come down on my heel. Or toe and then heel. Something like that. Yeah, I have to ask Jack how we do that. I can't remember.
Yeah, we'll land backwards. For now. We got our we also gotta pick what spin we're gonna throw into our program too.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing, if we're skating faster, we may actually have time for some of these other moves, which would be cool.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, because if you land the loop lift forwards and then into that dip and then come up and do the rest of our choreography into the flip jumps.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
I like our program. It's so much fun.
Yeah. I enjoy the part right after we do our camel sit. And when we come out of that in that loopy exit, if our feet are like in perfect unison, that's going to look so good. And plus they're turning into that preparation for our crossovers into our death spiral. Oh,
yeah.
Man. I just like that transition right there.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Perfect footwork. Coming out in the same exact place, same spot. Just nailing it every moment of the way.
Ooh, I got to work in the death spiral again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if we have to. I mean, we can use we don't have to go into a death spiral.
Yeah, no, for the performance, we'll do the regular one we do.
Yeah, even if we don't have a death spiral for
Adult Nationals,
we could still do that one you do already.
Right. Yeah.
It's pretty. It's awesome. It looks good.
Yeah, and your arms are just...
Does it have to be a death spiral, or does it...
No.
Or as long as I'm in pivot and you're in a position.
Right.
Okay.
I think it'd probably get bigger points than doing a spiral. Oh, we got 1 minute left on our test show here. Hopefully... this is recorded well, and if not, it'll just seem like I've been talking to myself for 15 minutes.
That would actually be funny to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody buys that, or they get it for free off the thing. It's just you talking to yourself.
Yeah, talking to myself, like, blah, 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 and then blank, and then
like,
blah, 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 blah. Blank. This woman has lost her mind. Yes.
Mm.
Well, thank you, honey, for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to play the djembe for about 30 minutes. Is that cool?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to do a couple of boop-bap, boop-bap, boop-bap? Yeah, 50 seconds.
All right. Boop-bap-bap. Boop-bap-bap. Oh. Let me play?
Yeah. That's
there
cool. It's kind of interesting with the echo.
Oh, right on. Oh. Oh, I bet that sounded neat.
Yeah, that was very good.
Sounded on top of each other almost.
Mm-hmm.
But like one beat behind because of the time lapse.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I love you, honey. Thank you.
Love you too,
Mwah. Bye-bye. Bye.